Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting, and today she has a special guest, her grandson Caleb. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So they're going to talk movies. So what have you got for us movies this week?
I think last time I was here, I actually hadn't seen a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I made up for lost time, and I saw two movies.
Okay.
And the rest of the family, as it turns out, most of the Cuttings mm-hmm. are now in the area for a short while. And mm-hmm. the other day, Caleb and his dad went to see the Tarantino film.
Okay.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Toby, his older brother, and I went to see Hobbs and Shaw,
mm-hmm.
action movie. And Jerry and our granddaughter, Annika, went to see The Lion King.
Okay, you got it all covered then.
So we were giving them lots of business.
I see.
Just recently. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So I'm going to talk a little briefly about the movie that I saw, The mm-hmm. Fast and Furious, and also a quick rundown of English language movies that are coming this Friday. And then I'll turn the mic over to Caleb, who is a Tarantino fan.
Okay.
Big time Tarantino fan. Okay, so I won't spend a whole lot of time talking about the movies that I've seen, and we'll give Caleb his moment of glory. So Toby and I saw Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, and the whole idea that this is a movie that's associated with the Fast and Furious franchise
mm-hmm.
tells you something about what kind of a movie it's going to be. But truth be told, I think I've actually never seen a Fast and Furious movie, but I have seen movies in the past with Jason Statham, who's the British actor who plays Shaw, mm-hmm. Hobbs and Shaw, and Dwayne The Rock, the former wrestler who plays the American Hobbs. And it is just a hoot.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham are quite a pair. And they are paired up with each other, and they hate each other. And Jason Statham's sister in the film is also part of the mix. And their villain, the villain of the piece, is the wonderful Idris Elba, who plays a very, very evil guy who is enhanced. He's kind of like the bionic villain. So if you have no real problem with, you know, like crazy car chases and insane stunts and lots of action, and if you like a certain amount of comic relief, Ryan Reynolds has a kind of a supporting role, and he's terrific. And Helen Mirren is also in it in a small but kind of good role.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart also has they're like cameo roles but expanded.
Okay.
And they really add humor to the mm-hmm. film, mostly humor and just some other, just a little bit of extra star power. So both my grandson and I really enjoyed the movie. We were just, it's a little long. It got to be like, okay, is this the ending? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, sorry. There's
okay.
a few more car chases and stunts coming up. So, but you can suspend your brain briefly. And, you know, it's a good movie to enjoy. Lion King, Jerry and Ani loved The Lion King.
Okay.
So I'm just happy good. That someone else got mm-hmm. to see it. And just to give it a quick rundown on what is happening in the next short while in terms of our local movie theater. We have films to come. And this includes, in English, in French and English, Dora the Explorer.
Okay.
Hell's, I'm sorry, it's just called The Kitchen, for some reason in the French translation is Les Reines de Hell's Kitchen, with female leads, Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss. And it's a drama about mobster wives who kind of take over. And there's also a horror film, and I still can't read the name of it, but I will. And another one, which is a book based on a book that I read some years ago and really loved the book, called Racing, The Art of Racing in the Rain. So these are all coming on August 9th.
Oh, it's quite a choice.
It is quite a choice. And again, we should all be very grateful.
It's true, we should
be. The Maison du Cinéma is there, and that they feel that it's a good thing to bring English movies in. Mm-hmm. Here is the name of the scary movie that's coming, called it's called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. So anyway, again, not especially given how many other movies there will be for me to try and catch. I am unlikely to go see this one, but for those who are horror movie fans, such as my grandson sitting next to me, then it probably would be on their must see list.
Okay.
So I'll turn the mic over to Caleb, and he's going to talk to you about a movie which I reviewed last time, but in a very kind of not an in-depth review, by any stretch, and that is the Tarantino film called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
So, Caleb, tell us about Tarantino.
The movie is sort of like a love letter to 60s Hollywood. It's about an actor and his stunt double trying to stay relevant in the fading golden age. Yeah, there's a lot of Easter eggs and homages to his like older movies, and
you might have to explain what an Easter egg is.
An Easter egg is like a hidden reference to like his older movies.
Okay. I think I mentioned last week that this is his ninth movie. His career spans many years, but it's his ninth movie, and he has said he's only doing 10.
10, right.
So what happens after that 10th movie, I don't know. But anyway, go ahead, Caleb.
Yeah, the movie's not peak Tarantino, but it's definitely better than anything else coming out today.
Ooh, high praise.
Okay.
It's not his best, but it's better than anything else that's around, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think that? What forms that opinion?
There's like a lot of layers. Like, there's like a scene. The first and third act were really good. Like the two characters were like sort of like two actors, huge actors, but they sort of, the acting's really good.
Who are the actors in it? Do you remember?
Leonardo DiCaprio and
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
The acting is phenomenal.
Those two and others as well?
Yeah, there's like actors that make cameos from like his old movies.
Couldn't you remember any names of the cameo actors?
The one from Death Proof made a cameo, and like another one from Death Proof, and like Samuel L. Jackson made a small cameo. Yeah, I'd say like out of all of his movies, it's probably one of his better movies. I'd say his best movie was Pulp Fiction. It has like a lot of the classic Tarantino trademarks, like good dialogue and like women's feet and
Did you say women's feet?
Yeah, because Quentin Tarantino has a foot fetish.
Okay, that's interesting.
Little known fact about Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, really witty dialogue.
And length. I don't know if
many
of his movies are long. This one was 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yes, that's quite long.
And I'm not the Tarantino buff. like Caleb, but he could tell you whether length is another Tarantino characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of his movies are really long, and like you can tell by the movie that he like loves movies, because like he grew up in the 60s, and there's a lot of homages to like 60s shows. Like there's a lot of actual like posters hidden throughout like advertising like 60s shows that were actually around back then.
Yep.
That's interesting.
60s
mm-hmm.
actors and
mm-hmm.
yeah. Anyway, well, I definitely agree with Caleb that it was hugely entertaining.
Okay.
and one that if you don't mind sitting still for 2 hours and 40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
And if you like Caleb,
mm-hmm.
feel that Tarantino has much to say in his movies,
mm-hmm.
and he only has apparently one more movie to make, so
wow.
this might be one that you'd want to catch
okay.
while it's here and in English.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to add? No? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have you both seen all the Tarantino movies?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. What was your second favorite? First was Pulp Fiction. What was your second favorite?
Probably Inglourious Bastards.
And what about the Kill Bill? Those two.
They weren't probably like I found this one was better than the Kill Bill movies.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely, Tarantino is certainly a character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he mm-hmm. does have, he has people who love him
mm-hmm.
and people who hate him.
Okay.
And people who think, what's the big deal? I certainly haven't seen all of his movies, but I've seen quite a few.
Okay.
And I agree that Pulp Fiction was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But this one came pretty close.
Mm.
Yeah, there was just, there was quite a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it, yeah.
And if you looked hard enough, you would see these references to other Tarantino films
mm-hmm.
and also to that era, that
okay.
60s Hollywood
mm.
era, which was fun for me.
Yeah, sounds intriguing, actually.
Anything else? Okay.
Okay.
Man, a few words. Okay, so in terms of the movies, there are English language movies there now.
Mm-hmm.
There will be four new ones
mm-hmm.
as of Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just nice for the English language community, English-speaking folks, to get out
mm-hmm.
and watch English language movies, because the more that happens, of course, the more they're likely to bring in
mm-hmm.
English language films.
Mm-hmm.
And at $7 a pop per movie, if you get the
mm-hmm.
package of 8 tickets, it's really hard to beat.
It is.
You know, and for students, it was at a cost of either $5 or $6.
Mm-hmm.
So that would never happen in Montreal.
No.
So
that's fantastic.
So just be happy that you're here in Sherbrooke, and we have a theater that feels it's the right thing to do
mm-hmm.
is to acknowledge that there are English speakers out there, and
mm-hmm.
also that there are French speakers who really like to see English language movies
mm-hmm.
in English.
Good.
So, thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Melanie and
you're
Caleb.
Welcome.